What up, guys? New BCG podcast episode. Thank you all for tuning in. I am your host, Diana, and I have a topic today. So recently, there has been, obviously, we all knew the Warriors were having issues as far as Draymond Green being the vocal point of those issues. But yesterday, the Warriors played the Orlando Magic. Draymond Green was ejected in the first half with 4 minutes left. In the clip, you can see Steph Curry, like, you know, breaking down on the brink of tears when this happens. And this is, you know, I have to speak on this because I've been saying it for the whole year. He's going to be the downfall of the Warriors. This team may not even make the playoffs because of this man. He's continuing to still do things because he cannot control his anger as a basketball player. And he's getting paid millions of dollars to do so. What bothers me with this is that, you know, you have people saying, well, Steph Curry is a grown man. He can't change another grown man's actions. Well, Steph Curry could have did something that I thought he would have been already did, is ask the Warriors to trade him. I'm still confused as to why Steph Curry did not ask the Warriors to trade Draymond Green. If you saw how he was acting with the young guy, Jordan Poole, and yes, I understand Jordan Poole is inconsistent. I understand he has a game where, you know, 1 minute he's doing well, 1 minute he's not. He was still a young player on this squad that helped them win a championship. So regardless of how you look at it, he still helped that team. He was also one of the only few players last year, 2 years ago, who played the full season. He played all 82 games. A lot of players didn't play all 82 games. Jordan Poole did. And what I look at, I say to myself, would the Warriors have been a different team if Draymond Green was not on their team? How would they be this year? Would they be a better team? Would they have elevated past where they are now? Would they have a better record? Will they be in the situation that they're in right now, you know, trying to fight for a 10th spot in the playoff run? I don't think so. If they would have let go of Draymond Green, I feel like this team would have had a better opportunity at being, you know, sealed to go to the playoffs. Maybe they'll be like a 7-6 seed. I think if Draymond Green was not on his team, him being suspended so many games earlier in the season was the downfall to this team immediately. There was no coming back from that. You got your best player being in and out of the lineup. You know, he's one of a big intricate part of the team. You can't depend on him, if anything, because he doesn't care about anybody else except himself. He'll go on the court and slap somebody just because he feels like it and wants to just get ejected that game because he don't feel like playing. Like, at this point, and I'm sorry. I have to blame Steph Curry for this. And the reason why I blame Steph Curry is because I feel like Steph Curry is the only person that could say, look, we need to trade him. We need to get him out of here. We need to get somebody else. Steph Curry could have already did that, and he didn't do it. I don't care how close you are to Draymond Green. I don't care if that's your buddy, you came up with him in a basketball game. This is about winning championships and winning basketball games. Draymond Green's mindset is not even there anymore. His mindset is not, oh, I want to win championships. He's grown. He's went past that. The only person that still wants to win championships is Steph Curry. I do feel as though Klay wants to still win championships, but Klay is also not very consistent. So I don't really ever know if he really wants to win championships because he's not consistent enough. If he was more consistent, I would say, okay, yeah, he may really actually want to win, but he's not consistent enough. So I can't really say that about him. Draymond Green has continuously made this team, he's continuously made, like, he's made a mockery of this season, to in my personal opinion. They aren't going to get far in the playoffs. Even if they make the playoffs, they aren't going to get far in the playoffs because of Draymond Green. They're not. He's going to do some messed up, corny stuff when the playoffs start. He's going to get ejected in the playoffs because he does not know how to control himself. But see, I blame Steph Curry because, as I've said before, Steph Curry is the only player that can go to Steve Kerr and say, hey, get this man out of here. Please get him away. I don't want to see him. I don't want him on my team. We could be friends, but you got to be on another team, my boy. Steph Curry could have did that and he didn't do it. And now his whole team and him are paying the price of that decision. I'm sorry. Nobody's saying that Steph Curry is a weak guy and he can't speak up. But if you can't change a player, you got to get him out of there. You can't keep that man on your team if you know that he's never going to change. It might have worked long time ago. It might have been able to go through because you guys had a stronger team. You guys had stronger, like the whole squad was much better back then. You can't do that now. Draymond Green has to be an intricate part of this team. He can't keep getting suspended. He can't keep knocking people upside the head and being ejected out of games. You guys need him. He can't afford to do those things. So the fact that he continuously does those things, it lets me know he doesn't care. He only cares about himself. He doesn't care about anyone else. No one else matters when it comes down to Draymond Green. Draymond Green is in his bubble. He doesn't care about anybody else, how they feel, what they feel, whatever the case is. He's going to do him regardless. It does not matter. Nobody else matters. Okay, I'm still getting paid after this. All right, whatever. I'm going to still go hang out with LeBron at his house after I lose because he doesn't really give a damn. And it's just like he's continuously done that. His selfish mind state has continuously hurt this team over and over and over and over again. And so when I see Steph Curry on the brink of crying, I'm looking at him like, you a grown ass man. I'm sorry, but you could have been told them to let this man go. There's no time for the cries because you were okay with it. You were okay with him being on the team. You were okay with him knocking Jordan Poole upside the head and making it hard for him to play. Because really the only reason why Jordan Poole was not able to recoup from what happened with Draymond is based on the fact that he got knocked upside the head pretty bad. It was embarrassing, I'm pretty sure, for a guy to get hit like that on camera and people online laughing about it. Like, regardless of what and how people feel, it was wrong. Him and Draymond did not like each other. Obviously, Draymond was making it hard for him to coexist on the team. I mean, he's just made so many issues. It's so many problems with him. And I'm sorry. I think Steph Curry has to take the blame for this. And I've been saying it over and over. I've been saying, look, why is he still holding on to this guy? At the end of last year, Steph Curry said, I wanted to play one more year with these guys, you know, before the dynasty's over. Okay, cool. You want to play one more year? All right. Y'all aren't probably even going to make the playoffs this year because you wanted to spend another year with Draymond Green when you could have just let him go last year. Like, I'm being so serious. Draymond Green is not the type of player that I'm going to waste my time on keeping on my team when I know he acts like that. I don't care. If I'm a GM or anybody, I'm not doing that with him. I'm just not. He reminds me of a player a few years back. I can't think of his name, but he reminds me of a player who just did the exact same stuff and acted like this. And I can't think of who it is, but it was a player who used to do this exact same stuff. And I used to always say, like, what is that person doing? Like, you know, it's one thing when you're playing basketball and you're just making mistakes because you're making mistakes, but it's one thing to do it deliberately and on purpose. Draymond Green does a lot of the stuff he does on purpose. Like, I'm sorry. Steph Curry has to take this L. He's going to have to take this L, and hopefully he learns from this because I'm pretty sure he's not ending his basketball career anytime soon. He probably has maybe, 4 or 5 years left. But as I've said, he's allowed Draymond Green to run rampant and do what he wants to do. So it is what it is. When you continue to do that with the player, you cannot get mad. You cannot get mad when this player is acting the way he's acting. You've allowed this for so long. You haven't put him in his place. You haven't said nothing to him. He's going to keep acting like this, and that's what happens. So this is an example of allowing a player to continue to do things, and you don't stop them. You don't tell them that it's not okay, and they continue to do it and shit in your face. That's it. And that's all Draymond Green has done. He shits in his face. He goes, does his podcast right after he does some weirdo shit, and he doesn't care. That's just it. He doesn't care. I don't think a player like that should be on the Warriors. He's single-handedly killed their dynasty, and that's just that. All right. Thank you all for tuning into the BCG podcast. I'm your host, Ayana, and I have more episodes on the way, but thank you all for tuning in. All right.